Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. We are dental practice brokers. I was a dentist for 25 years, and now we've been doing the dental practice brokerage for 14. So today's topic is when selling a dental practice, we sometimes encounter difficult sellers. We'll get into that today in a moment. Well, we're pleased to announce we're in 22 states now selling dental practices. We've been doing this for 14 years, and we have 10 employees, including two CPA accountants, all here to service you. We're now working 363 days a year, and we only take off Christmas and Easter. So we are helpful from 8 a.m. till 9 p.m. East Coast time. Call us anytime. You need advice, information, you want a free appraisal, just give us a call. We'd be happy to chat with you at no charge. Now, also, if you'd like to reach us, our phone number is 201-663-0935. And our web address is dentalpracticeguide.com or nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com. We're here to help you at any time. The information you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It's not legal or business advice. Now, if you're thinking about selling to the big DSOs or dental services organization, corporate dentistry, call us. We have a lot of years experience, 14 years doing this. We work with them all. We know who they are. We know their strengths, their weaknesses. We know who's having financial trouble, who's not going to closing, even though they make an offer and they're taking forever to go to closing. Who's having internal trouble? Who just lost their marketing department? Their mergers and acquisition department is gone. So they're headed for trouble. And we hear this well ahead of time. So please give us a call. We can communicate with you about that. Now, as far as the commission goes, they'll often pay our commission. So there's no commission to you as a buyer. As a seller, there's no commission. Because they'll often reimburse it on the big DSO deals. And we don't care, you know, we get the same commission from all of them. So we want to choose the best one for you. It doesn't matter to us who we choose. We want the best for you. Our commission is the same. We know how to pick and choose because we have the experience. Also, we're the in-between person in case you have problems, which is often happens. I could talk to everybody, but you can't. Your attorney can't. I'm the only one. It's the broker that can do it. And then when you work with us, we'll get your legal fees based on certain criteria. And if it's a big DSO deal or a large deal over a million, we'll get your legal fees reimbursed upon successful closing. So give me a ring. More than happy to help you at any time. Now, what is this, you know, it's a difficult seller now. And what the problem is with this seller? No matter how many times we talk to them, despite the examples we've given them, we've let them speak to the bankers, they are adamant that the value of their practice is not their cash flow, but it is their potential. Everything is potential. And the seller wants me to convince the right buyer that it's all potential, it's all there. And there's some real estate being sold sometimes in certain circumstances or not. But buyers, this is what the seller doesn't understand. No, of course potential, that's why they're looking at it. What's the marketing ability of it and how can it grow to the next level? But what the buyers don't understand often, seller doesn't understand in this circumstance, is that the buyer is going to go to his bank. The bank is going to evaluate it strictly on cash flow. He may ask about what's the location, how's the equipment, and so forth, and that does have value to it because a place that needs total rehabilitation is not going to have the best the buyer is not going to get excited about it, so he may not even look at it. But a practice that has decent equipment, okay. But most of the equipment needs some updating, etc. So, but if it has decent equipment, possibly, that could win the buyer over. You know, if it's incredibly new, beautiful walking condition, it makes it more marketable. Doesn't make it that much more value, that much higher, but makes the buyer perhaps move forward to buy it. Now, the situation we have right now is the equipment is older than one doctor's office. Layout is a little odd. It's not a standard layout. The doctor insists it must be potential. It has to be potential that sells this practice. And my job is to find the right person that understands this. Well, it's a little difficult if you have buyers that are going to the bank, going to your accountants, everybody's evaluating it on cash flow, and then you got to tell them, oh no, you can't evaluate this on cash flow, you've got to evaluate on potential. It gets to be challenging. It gets to be very challenging, and that's what we're going through right now. It's just so difficult. And I'm having a hard time getting through to the seller. Now, you would think the seller would understand after a few people have looked at the office and are not buying it because the seller insists on cash flow is not the measure for this type of office, but rather the potential. I've got to, and his message to me was, you've got to convince them it's all on potential. That is the value. Well, as a broker, and if people aren't buying, it's like, what am I going to do? They're going to go to the bank. The bank's going to value it. They're going to go to the accountant. They're going to value it on the cash flow, the EBITDA, the net value. What do you expect me to do? Seller can't get it through their head. So how long is it going to take for so many people to walk away from this seller until the seller recognizes that there's a problem here, that people are not buying the practice? They're only based on potential, but only on the cash flow, on the net profit or the EBITDA. Now, there are exceptions to this. I once had a practice that had, the doctor built this practice, did a really nice job on it, and the doctor got into a terrible, terrible accident and became disabled. Entire shoulder was just shattered, and his numbness in the hands was like, forget it. Couldn't practice anymore. Fortunately, it was their second practice. They had started, but they built a beautiful practice. And days before they opened, days before, the tremendous disability, could not practice. So essentially, he's selling a brand new office, beautiful inside, and no patients. Zero income, zero cash flow. Now, what are you selling? You're selling a facility. But it was a great facility. It was beautiful. I think it cost the seller somewhere around $780,000 to build it. It was like 6-7 operatories. This is before the pandemic. I think 6 operatories fully equipped. It cost $780,000 to build it. Well, the buyer walked in, just fell in love with it. The buyer was thinking about building in the area. And they saw this practice, and they knew it was turnkey, ready to go. The buyer bought it. I think it was, I don't remember the number, but very close, somewhat close, within 90%, I'd say. 85, about 85% of the gross they paid. 85, 90% of the gross. No patients, but a beautiful facility. So there are exceptions. And I tried to explain to this doctor, but you have an older facility and you try to sell it all on potential and location, it's challenging. And we were not I don't know what we're going to do at this point. I just don't know. I just may have to let it go. Because nobody's buying it. No one wants to hear it. Maybe we'll find somebody that wants to be in this area. Because it's a large facility. Maybe there'll be somebody. But how long is the broker going to wait? And it's very hard. But some sellers will just hang in there. They will just keep waiting and waiting. So we'll keep it on the books. We'll keep marketing and advertising it. It's possible somebody may come along. But my fear is the seller may lose a buyer that would have paid a fair dollar amount of what the market value of the practice is worth. He may lose those people. And things happen. Look how the interest rate, look what happened. Crazy things happen. Pandemic happened. Look at the interest rate. Used to be 3%. Now it's 7% for a dental deal. So now it's less affordable. Maybe, you know, somebody should have sold it back then. So my fear is the seller's losing so many qualified buyers because they're so adamant. Now, what if the seller gets disabled? Well, what do you think his practices or her practice is going to go down to? They're going to drop down to like 25, 30 cents on the dollar. So that is a problem. But if the seller wants to hang in there and say it's going to be potential and there will be somebody out there, we'll give it a shot. We'll do the best we can for it. And then eventually, I think what will happen, eventually the seller is going to come around. Eventually. I think the seller will just get tired of just waiting and waiting and waiting. And that's what we expect to happen. So let's see what happens. All right, we have a beautiful Sunday here. It's freezing out, but it's going to be warm soon. Hit the subscribe button if you want to hear this more information about these different topics that we have. And thank you for listening.